B-Pod Studios.
All the throwback hits all morning long. It is the legendary Friday free-for-all with the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Good morning. It is Friday, February 19th, 2020. Right now, we are sitting at 34 degrees here in the city.
A nice cold rain that we've been experiencing since January.
Oh, but it looks nice next week. Middle of week next week, sunshine with a high near 70. I'm here for it. I'm signed up for that.
Maybe I can get some construction done.
Maybe Loren's backyard will finally be finished. The ongoing backyard.
You know, my house has like white brick on it, and it's been raining nonstop since, you know, the beginning of time. And I've now just decided not to clean the white brick off. I've just let whatever happens, happens. And it gets the mud on the side of my house is like black now.
From it splashing up.
Yeah,
the
from
rain.
It splashing up. And I'm like, I don't know what to do.
Just wait until it stops raining. I and then
know.
You can pressure clean it.
I mean, I ain't going out there and there's right. pouring rain to wipe mud off my house.
I had my gutters cleaned the other day. And the guy was like, when was the last time you had them cleaned? I was like, I don't know. I don't have a lot of trees around me. And he looks up. He's like, no, you do. The gutters are pretty clogged. I was like, well, where are the leaves coming from? He's like, they come from other yards.
Yeah, I get mine pretty regularly because of...
You got a lot of trees that I refuse to cut down.
Why don't you get those little grate things that go on the top?
Gutter guards?
Yeah.
I told the sales staff I would love to be a spokesperson for a gutter guard company, and they have yet to come back to me with that.
Mm, okay.
So,
but I hear they then just sit on top of your gutter guard.
No, they do work.
They
we
do?
Have them, yeah.
Okay.
I think they roll off, and then you can easily wipe them off of that.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You don't have to get up and then...
Yeah.
Well, tell us one thing going on in your world, Loren. What up?
So I am done with my breastfeeding journey officially.
Yay! No more pumping!
Nope, no more pumping.
No more pumping. No more pumping.
No more pumping.
Have you guys even noticed that I haven't been pumping in here?
Yes, it's been glorious. We don't hear this noise.
They weren't that bad.
And then we don't hear this noise. Damn it, I spilt some.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would get so upset when I spilt breast milk.
Gold everywhere.
Yeah. But
don't worry, though. We have a box in the back that someone sent to us this summer of their breast milk for you.
Nobody, we threw that away.
Oh.
Anyway, I didn't know what to do with my breast pump after I was done with it. So I asked everybody on Instagram and people were like, well, you can donate them. So I found an organization in Monroe and drove it down there yesterday. It's the Help Pregnancy Organization. So I went and donated my breast pump there.
Nice.
Very good.
Yeah.
By the way, not everybody has the ability to get those breast pumps and stuff. And
I know. Some people don't have insurance. Right.
Some will pay, some won't.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Roy?
So Callie has become a canine good citizen. She graduated and she's now CGC certified.
That's exciting.
Which is just one of the steps to becoming a service dog, but she has graduated. She got a certificate, a ribbon. The American Kennel Club is going to be sending her a title in the mail. She's officially has got a title and a number and a registry. It's a whole big thing.
And
for
she has
her.
No idea.
No idea. She just thinks she's a good girl.
Well, Maney, I hope your day or the one thing you want to tell us can compete with those two things.
Yeah.
I mean, the one thing that...
I'm done breastfeeding. Graduated.
My child graduated. She has to now go get her doctorate.
I have a pet fish. Oh, the one thing I was going to say was we haven't done this in a while where like we planned something spontaneous, but last night Amanda's mom and her were FaceTiming. She's like, I wish I could get down there to see y'all. I just got some work to do on Friday. I was like, well, we'll come up to you. And Amanda's like, really? I was like, yeah, why don't we just we'll go up. They live in Johnson City, Tennessee area. I'm like, why don't we just leave tomorrow? What are we doing? We have nothing to do over the weekend. And it's really good. Dean hasn't been in school for 2 weeks
mm-hmm.
or a week and a half almost, you know, so he hasn't been around people. Plus, her mom's husband is fully vaccinated, both doses, and her mom's got one vaccine in her for a week and a half already. So I'm like, let's just go up there.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, it's not like we've been running around. So we're going to drive up today after the show. Spontaneous trip. All good last night. My guess is I will start getting text messages here shortly that packing sucks. The kids aren't cooperating.
Where is this? I can't find this. We're not prepared.
Yeah.
This is a terrible idea.
But even though it's freezing and there's not much to do, do you remember when you were younger and you got to go to grandma's house? It was just kind of like exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Dean was pumped last night. He got his bag out immediately, started getting all of his clothes ready.
That's fun.
Yeah. We're like, dude, it's going to be fun, but probably
inside.
I want to
take a spontaneous trip.
A 3.5 hour ride to Johnson City.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah. They are moving, though. They're moving down to the Lancaster area.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's like close, but it's still like, even from me in Waxhaw, they're like 35 minutes away.
Yeah.
I like how your entire family is moving closer to you.
I know.
On both sides.
And
if we could get canceled in a moment's notice.
We could.
And we'll have to move away.
Yeah.
Don't tell them that. They'll be real upset.
Yeah. Do they know how show business works?
Yes.
Like the TV show
does.
Friends ended at some point.
Yeah. I mean, my family remembers the day when I packed up my car in February of 1998, and I haven't been back to New Jersey since, except one, short time, but... So they're moving down there, and they're actually close to Josh, our buddy Josh from Lancaster, who calls into the show a lot.
I need to check in with him. I haven't heard from him in a while.
Oh, I text him. He wants to play Madden against me, but I'm on PlayStation, and he's on Xbox. So he listens every morning.
Okay.
Yeah. So, all right, we got more throwback hits we're going to get into, plus a lot of feedback from yesterday's conversation. If you're up early this morning, you probably didn't hear it because it was later in the show. Lorraine had an unpopular opinion about Disney. But don't worry, Lorraine, a lot of people backed you up with your opinion.
I saw that.
All right, so we'll get into that. Plus, we've got unqualified advice. That's a good one. Should you go to the wedding or not?
No. I don't even know the details. Judge Roy rules, no.
Okay, there goes that segment out the window. We'll have to plan something else. But we got tons to do this morning. Good morning on a Friday.
Making it safe to date. Busting. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
If you go to kiss95.1.com, you can tell us what type of parent you are, and you can win a $50 gift card to Once Upon a Child. Just by telling us what kind of parent you are. And Lorraine and I both agreed that it's difficult for us to be the type of parents where we want to get down on the floor with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I love playing with my daughter and I love playing with my son, Dean. But Dean takes the playing very serious. If I'm a fire truck, I have to be a fire truck. It can't be like a delivery truck.
He's bossy.
He's very bossy with his playing. And then it always ends up in tragedy. He's like, Dad, since you have a fire truck, pretend this guy got into a car wreck and fell off a cliff.
No.
I'm dead serious, y'all. And I've been telling you this for years. He's always been that way. I go, can't we just play? Why does there always have to be this underlining thing?
Seriously.
So yesterday, Loren, what did you... You also mentioned that there was a place called Hell, and it's in Florida.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of Disney, quite honestly. And it's probably because I grew up in Florida. I've been 1,000,003 times. I've seen the meltdowns. I've seen the lines. I've seen the marriages end. I have no desire to take my children to Disney.
Yeah, we got a lot of comments. Somebody goes, if I want to spend $3,500 and argue with my husband the whole time, it won't be at Disney.
Pretty much.
And then someone says, I disagree. I could go here every year and just be as excited. My kids have been twice and we're planning another trip next year and they love it.
And you know what? Some people can. And I applaud you for that. It's just not my scene.
Let's see. I so agree with Loren. I call it the, quote, place to get into a stupid fight with your spouse because you're so annoyed and not the happiest place on earth. Someone says, oh, my God. Loren, have you not been there as an adult? It's honestly so much more fun when you go by yourself as a grown-up.
Okay, now I will agree with that because Roy and I do like Halloween Horror Nights at Universal. We did it like 3 years in a row and we had a great time. I just don't like kids are not designed or have the attention span to stand in lines in the hot sun. Like there, it's just meltdowns. Like I know my children at this point in their life could not handle it.
Other people that don't want to go to Disney either, Loren. Preach, queen. We took our kids when they were 11 and 8, and it was miserable. Just the fact that you have to wait in line to see a character, and they don't just come say hi when they walk past you like
really?
They used to.
Mm-hmm. You have to wait. Oh, is it because of COVID?
No, I don't know. I think now they set up appointments for you to go see Mickey, Minnie, and those people.
Oh.
You don't just stop them in the park and take pictures anymore.
I feel
pre-COVID.
Like, I feel like I need to apologize for that because I feel like my senior class is responsible.
Right, because they kicked Mickey's butt.
They did, and they threw him in a lake at grad night.
100% agree with Loren. It's because we're Floridians. I'm from Orlando. You'd have to pay me to go. Where is there's one that I want to read. They're there now.
Are they miserable or happy?
No, they're happy. Here it is. I'm currently at Epcot, and I disagree. Disney is the happiest place on earth, especially right now. Streaming you guys from Disney. Hi.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know it's the happiest place on earth? Everyone's wearing masks. You can't see them smile.
Because.
Prove it.
It's a Small World is playing in the background, and that's the happiest song on the planet.
All right.
It's a small. And by the way, I just read something, too, that they're changing the Jungle Cruise. Like, so many of their old displays and, like, their old features are, like, just wrong. You know what I mean? Like for instance, on the Jungle Cruise, I never noticed this, but the old white guy is at the top of the totem pole while the animals are coming after him, and the locals and the natives are at the bottom and about to get eaten by the tigers, you know? So they're like, we have to change that whole, you know, the whole thing around. Like Pirates of the Caribbean, they don't chase after the women anymore.
Oh, really?
On that ride. Yeah, they used to chase after the women, and he was like pulling her dress off.
Yeah, I remember that.
They were wild pirates. That's the way, you know, but it's not like that.
Pirates of the Caribbean had a certain smell. I still, as an adult, I remember the smell of that ride. Isn't that weird?
Like the water and stuff?
Yeah. The musk.
Yeah. That's funny. All right, Lorenzo. So anyway, Disney feedback was very positive. A lot of people agreed that it is not the happiest place on earth. All right, Roy, what do we got coming up?
More throwback hits.
Woo-hoo! The game is busted. Busting.
Homes.com. That's EastwoodHomes.com. Built with care.
All right, so let's say you need some new windows in your home, and you've been pricing them. You've been going around maybe to the big box stores, and they say, well, this is how much the window is. This is how much the window is with insulation. Oh, and by the way, if there's wood rot and all that stuff, yeah, that's not covered. That's extra. With Window Nation, it's all in one. WindowNation.com. That's where I went to get new windows in my home last year. Right now, you get two free windows with every two you buy. Plus, you make no down payments, no payments, and pay no interest for two full years. They do all the work. If the wood is rotted before they put the new windows in, they remove that rotted wood. It's part of the package. It's part of the price. It's not extra. Plus, they seal these windows so no air gets in, making it more energy efficient in both the winter and the summer. Right now, get two free windows with every two you buy, plus no down payments, make no payments, and pay no interest for two full years, saving you thousands. That's what Smaney's doing, saving you thousands. WindowNation.com.
Eat, drink, and be social.
Love that one. Ludacris featuring Ted Cruz. Break Your Heart. Ted Cruz, obviously. Oh, wait, no, it's Tao Cruz. I was going to say, because Ted Cruz was in Cancun, he wasn't able to record at the time. Ted Cruz, when there's a big storm in Texas, he goes around the world, y'all. Here's ATC. Thing with Ted Cruz yesterday. You know what's funny is Amanda showed it to me and she goes, did you see this? Ted Cruz is spotted at the airport. And I'm so jaded that I don't believe anything on the internet. I was like, well, maybe that was taken years ago.
And it's just surfacing.
And somebody's posting it now. And then Amanda goes, true, I understand you can't believe everything on the internet because people are mean and people will post stuff.
People are quick to be very angry.
And then I noticed that he had a mask on. And I go, well, that wasn't the trend in 2017, so maybe it wasn't 2 years ago.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Anyway, I guess he came out and said that he was sorry, it was a bad mistake.
He flew back.
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm. He flew back to help us stay.
He's like, I couldn't get into any tanning places in Texas, so I had to go to Cancun to get a quick tan.
Yeah.
Didn't you used to work at a tanning place?
I sure did.
Yeah, it seems like you chewing your gum with all the lotions in the world.
Were you the front desk person?
Yeah, then I managed one for my senior year of high school.
So you. Did you always smell like tanning lotion?
Probably, yeah.
Did you do it simply because of the perks of the job?
Of course I did.
Yeah. I want to talk about that.
We didn't know that it was that bad for you back then. And then when it was bad for you, then you could spray tan. So
Right.
Do they still exist, tanning salons?
Yeah.
They do, but they use different different rays and stuff. Because I know that...
It's like UVA and UVB. Planet, there's no UVC anymore.
Yeah, Planet Fitness has the beds, but they're like way less...
Way less harmful.
UV rays.
I mean, they're
and
still
going to
give you wrinkles regardless, but
sure.
Maybe not cancer.
Did you ever catch anybody doing anything weird in one of the rooms?
Sure did.
Really?
Sure did.
Why?
I used to have a guy and a girl who come in who were dating, and they would obviously I'd put them in separate rooms, and they would end up in the same room all the time. And I'm like, excuse me.
I know that's why. You don't have to give me the hand signal, but I mean, like,
I'm doing the okay symbol with my finger.
I'm like, what? But like, why would you feel compelled to want to do that there?
I don't know. Maybe just to see if they could.
It was on their bucket list.
It's hot, you know.
Hot, sweaty.
Yeah.
But that doesn't seem that fun to me.
I'm like, if you two do not come out, you're cleaning that room yourself.
Is that what he was? Hey, that hot girl Lauren is working. Let's go try and pour it over on her. Yeah, Lauren. I want to talk about that later on in the show. Let me make a note. Like, okay, the job that you worked specifically for the perks. Because after I worked at Dairy Queen, I also worked at the local roller rink for a little while because I didn't want to pay the $8 to get in and skate. So I just had a whistle and I would skate for free.
Man, work perks are great at the Country Cooking. I had like 50% off food. It was great.
Is that why you worked there?
I mean, I stuck around.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I need the money.
All right, more throwback hits. We'll discuss that. Plus, at 7 a.m. this morning, tell us you're from North Carolina without telling us you're from North Carolina.
Should be easy enough.
Mm-hmm. Can't you? I got a text message from my neighbor yesterday, and she said, hey, I heard you talking about how you're telling all the neighbors in your neighborhood, our neighborhood, to use Loan Pronto. Well, why didn't you tell me? She's like, we need to do a refi in our home. So I sent her all the information yesterday. I emailed it to her, and Loan Pronto had already gotten back to her by like 4 o'clock, and she's already like in the process of doing a refi in her home. And you can do the same. Why not? Rates are going down incredibly. They are still down, and we don't know when they're going to go back up. So right now is the best time to lock in your forever rate. I did a refi my home in June, just did another refi my home a couple weeks ago with Loan Pronto, saving myself $200 a month. That's nice. Plus, you can skip your next two house payments entirely if you go with Loan Pronto. All digital, no hassle. It took me 30 minutes to fill out the paperwork, less the second time. 704-602-2446. I'm telling you, it's Loan Pronto. LoanPronto.com.
Listen to you guys every day.
Manny, Roy, and Loren, Kiss 95.1.
Loren, you got your MacBook open there?
Yeah.
Can you Google upside down bikini trend?
Does that work?
Yeah. It's a new trend, apparently, started by Kendall Jenner.
Okay.
They're wearing their bikinis upside down, their tops, so that it shows more of the girls.
What is the upside down bikini trend on Instagram? Oh, this is old.
Is it?
I mean, you know what? It's probably trending right now, but this is like living in Florida for years. People have been doing this for... I mean,
okay, I'm looking at it.
How does it stay up there?
They're tying. It's kind of like tying it like a bandeau, or it's just different ways to tie your bikini top instead of the traditional way of tying your bikini top.
Right. So as you have the bikini top, for those people that aren't looking at these pictures, when you would have a bikini top on the regular way, there's more fabric covering the girls, and you loop it over your neck.
Right.
So now you unloop it from your neck. You flip the bikini top.
This is a good way to describe
it. So the bottom becomes the top.
Yes. But like the adjustable part that goes like under your girls is now around your neck.
And I'm here for it.
It's a lot of under boob.
Yeah. I guess, well, because Kendall Jenner did it.
Huh. Now it's trending.
And the new Australian brand, Summer Swim, was sponsoring it. They have a similar style going on their Insta page.
Roy's looking at pictures, and his face is hilarious.
It's so awesome, dude. Some of these photos are great.
You know what's funny? Is like I'm going to say it. Screw those women. You know what? I don't even know. I know who Kendall Jenner is, but every woman in this picture is skinny as a rail and can pull this
right
off. If I know women, you guys hate bikini shopping. I know my wife hates bathing suit shopping in general.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're going to do this where you're going to flip the bikini on us and make women feel even less excited about their bodies?
Yeah. No, you know who does – who people who do this are like – young college kids that didn't gain the freshman 15 who are on spring break. Like, that's who does that.
Yeah.
Who doesn't, like, you know.
All right. Well, you know what? I was on board. Now I'm not on board anymore. Because you're right. Not, like, only these sticks can pull this look off.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right.
Not the normal, natural.
No. All right. We got more throwback hits all morning long. It's called the Legendary Friday Free-for-All.
All right. And we're also going to say, tell us how you're from North Carolina without telling us you're from North Carolina. We'll discuss coming up next.
It's 95.1.
People loving the legendary Friday free-for-all. If you are out and about this morning, you can text us, 704-570-9595. Call us. Let us know where you're at.
All right, so tell us you're from North Carolina without telling us you're from the Carolinas.
Yeah, that's a big trend on social media. Like, tell us, you know, something without specifically saying it. I said yesterday, 33 and raining. That's North Carolina.
I said, I can't drive if it flurries.
That's about right. That's pretty funny. How about you, Roy Boy? Tell us you're from North Carolina without saying it.
Cheerwine.
That's a good one.
We asked you guys on our Instagram at the MRL show, and a lot of people said Cheerwine.
I mean, it's just a staple. I'm surprised I didn't see more Pepsis, you know, because Pepsi's a North Carolina company.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pepsi was made right here in the state, the great state.
Yep.
So is President,
former President Trump's favorite soft drink. I learned on Monday, on my presidential Monday for President's Day, that that's what he always drank on Air Force One, Pepsi.
Are you sure it wasn't Diet Coke?
No, it was Pepsi. Oh. Unless they were lying on the Air Force One special.
I've seen many video clips of him talking about Diet Coke.
She cracked open a Pepsi, the first class flight attendant on Air Force One, and said, this is the president's favorite drink. And she jokingly said, don't show anybody.
Okay, because he had a button.
Oh, I bet you had an endorsement with Pepsi at the time. Mm.
You think he had an endorsement to promote that? I doubt that. He's the president. He can get whatever he wants.
I know. All right, Lauren, read a couple more.
Okay, so people said, tell us you're from North Carolina without saying you're from North Carolina. We go to Uptown, not Downtown.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Uptown, yes.
It was 30 degrees yesterday. Today it's 70. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Manny, you put, I live in the hall.
I live in the hall. Waxhaw.
Mm-hmm. A lot of Cheerwine. Let's see. Eastern barbecue is the best.
Okay.
Now, the one thing I can't get down with is the slaw. The vinegar-based slaw.
It's not bad.
I'm not down. I like the mayo-based slaw better than the vinegar-based
slaw. You do? I like the vinegar.
Yeah. Mm. It makes my mouth is watering just thinking about it.
Yeah. UNC and Duke basketball.
Tobacco Road.
Okay.
That's all you would say. Tobacco Road.
And that's North Carolina?
That's up, north of us where Duke and North Carolina play.
How about raise hell, praise Dale?
There you go.
Hey-o. Uh-huh.
Bless her heart is another one. And then I like this one. I'll have a Cajun filet biscuit, bow rounds, and a sweet tea, please.
That's right. That's very North Carolina.
828 says if you travel to a different state, you say, quote, what do you mean you don't have sun drop? Tell us you're from North Carolina without saying it. John Reap, Eric Church, Madison Bumgarner are all hometown celebrities. Emily Maynard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the list goes on and on with the NASCAR drivers.
Yeah.
Going to the lake. Now, if you say you're going to the lake, everybody thinks Norman, right?
Well,
yeah, I think so. But if you live in North Carolina, you could say I'm going to the lake, I'm going to the mountains, I'm going to the beach.
Yeah, and I think every state has a lake. I'm pretty sure that.
That's like a Charlotte thing. Like if you say I'm going to the lake.
Yeah.
So you're saying that was a dumb thing to say?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I'm just saying we can add to it.
Let's see. 704 said liver mush or cherry lemon sun drop.
Okay.
What exactly is liver mush?
I think, is it the South's version of foie gras? I don't know.
By the way, that thing with water that it's like a stream, it's called a crick, not a creek.
Right.
That's how you know you're from North Carolina.
Oh, and then what's the other ones? It's like crawdaddies and crawfish or crawdids. I can't remember.
I don't know. Keep pounding. Mm-hmm. I don't think they say that in any other state.
Do they still say that today?
Oh, yeah. That's the Panthers thing, man.
Oh, okay.
For sure.
I just haven't heard it.
Yeah. Keep pounding. Let's see. Race City, USA. These are all things that you could tell that you're from North Carolina without saying you're from North Carolina.
It seems to be anything involving NASCAR and food seems to top the list.
Or funny things like 704 says, where you at?
Where you at? All
right. Is that a North Carolina thing?
I don't know.
That's pretty funny. Well, there's a whole list. Oh, 704 is funny, too. Sherry Berry.
Yeah, but didn't we find out that she wondered her name pronounced differently, like Cherie Barry or something?
I don't know, but I know she's gone.
Yeah.
There's somebody new in the elevators now. So, but we have that up on our Instagram, right, Loren? It's up there. People could go comment.
Yep, at the MRL show.
All right, we got more throwback hits. The Legendary Friday Free-for-All continues next.
Kiss 95.1.
I like doing this with you guys.
All right.
We found the top Reddit questions of the week. And we'll go around the room real quick and answer these. What's the stupidest way you got a scar?
Oh, yours has to be the caterpillar, right?
Yeah, probably. Probably. I got bit by a poisonous caterpillar and I have a mark on my...
Did you end up in the hospital for that?
Yeah, well, I mean, the ER for like 4 or 5 hours.
Right, yeah.
Wasn't like hospitalized, but yeah, mm-hmm. I did.
Ren?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. Like, I got my foot run over by a car, but I don't have a scar from it.
Was the car moving?
Yeah.
What?
My aunt was letting me out of the, like, drop-off line in school, and I was in, like, fifth grade, and she thought I was out of the car because I got out of the back seat, and she rolled over my foot, and I was like, whoa, I'm not out of the car yet. She's like, oh, okay, I'll wait.
Did
and I was
it
like,
hurt?
Well, yeah. I was like, no, Aunt Jane, the car is on my foot. And then she backed, thank goodness, backed at off of my foot the same way that she came onto my foot.
Right.
So I didn't break anything because if she'd have gone over the front, then I would have broken like my big toe and the like exterior.
And like a good comedy, did it look like a pancake when you walked away? Like a flipper?
Yeah, kind of. And then I had to call my mom. And it was a whole thing.
Well, didn't you get back? Oh, don't you have a scar under your chin? Didn't you do something?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I have a bunch of...
You, like something, like you got hit with a locker or something, or maybe
no,
I don't remember.
My brother knocked my, like, my mom has a scar there from my brother hitting her with a bat when she was trying to teach him how to play baseball.
Oh, my God.
the stupidest way you got a scar, mine was when I was building a treehouse back when I was probably Dean's age, like 7 or 8. There was a piece of wood with a nail in it, and I was done with that piece of wood, so I threw it, like pushed it. And it didn't, it came back at me.
Oh.
Also, I got initiated on my varsity hockey team when I was a sophomore. The seniors beat me up bad in the back of the bus, and they gave me an atomic wedgie.
That's not good. Okay.
And I have scars from the wedgie, from the underwear.
You have a scar from a wedgie?
Mm-hmm. No way.
Yeah, it's burnt it.
I don't want to see it.
don't make me.
I don't want to see it.
Okay. If an animal could talk, this is funny. If an animal, these are the most asked Reddit questions of the week. If an animal could talk, which would be the rudest?
The rudest.
I say bear.
You think they'd be rude?
Yep. Like a grizzly. I could see a grizzly being really rude.
Like a bully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, leave me alone. Give me that. I'm eating.
I feel like birds would talk down on you and make fun of you.
Like just side comments.
They like fly by and like, oh, look at him.
Terrible singer. Terrible
oh
singer.
My God.
Nice shirt.
Oh, deciding to it's take a bad. Walk today.
Loren, what animal would be the rudest?
I think a badger because they already have a bad rep. And then they're small, so they'd have to be like Napoleon complex. You know what I mean? Like really lay in.
Maybe, yeah.
All right. And then the last one, the most popular questions of Reddit this week. What do you refuse to buy the cheap version of? Toilet paper.
Yeah, 100%. Right? Mm-hmm. That's the right answer.
Yeah, toilet paper's got to be the win. All right, listen, more throwback hits. The Legendary Friday Free-for-All continues and Can't Beat the Rain coming up next.
Time for a new one, but we hope your dog lives forever. You go, dog. Family pets love Morris Jenkins.
This is the free-for-all.
1, 2, 3.
Giving you throwback hits all morning long. The Friday morning free-for-all. Meanie, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
It is time for you to take down the pop princess. 704-570-9595. Call now. And we're going to play Can't Beat the Rain. It's coming up after Robin Schulz. This is Sugar with the main one of the Rain Morning Show's Legendary Friday Free-for-All on Kiss 95.1.
Beat Loren.
Bring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Suzanne and Emerson. Welcome Hi. To the main Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. You guys are first time Can't Beat Loren players, right?
First time, but long time listener.
Okay. And you play in the car, so you know how this works.
Yes.
All right. Let's do it.
Kick her out.
All right, Loren, you got to get out of the studio.
I'm going.
Loren is putting her headphones down, walking out of the studio, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right, Suzanne and your daughter, Emerson, right? 10 years old in the car?
No, I just dropped her off to school.
Well, you know what? You can play this for her on our replay on the podcast so she can hear Mom on the show, okay?
I will. She's not going to believe that I played.
All right. Jay-Z's wife is leading the charge to help those in need in Houston. She's giving financial assistance to people. Who is she?
What was the name you said? I'm sorry. You were breaking up.
Jay-Z's wife?
Oh, Beyonce.
NASA celebrated a big day yesterday as their rover named Perseverance landed on what planet?
I don't know that one, so I'm just going to guess and say Mars.
Not a bad guess. Camila Cabello's man cut his long hair over the weekend. His name is?
Oh, Emerson loves him. oh, gosh.
She's going to be so mad.
She literally just listened
three,
to him last night.
Two.
Hold on.
One. No answer.
Just yell name out.
Come on, we got to move on.
I know.
All right, question four. If you are looking forward to seeing Mr. Big on the reboot of this show, he's out. It's not going to happen. What show is Mr. Big a part of? The character?
Sex and the City.
Question five. This Real Housewives city is getting a reboot on the Peacock Network. What a hard number five. I'm going to give you a clue. It's an East Coast city. Three. Two. One. All right, no answer there. That's a hard one. I know that. I would have said Beverly Hills too.
And that was Shawn Mendes. I just couldn't get it.
All right,
but anyway,
don't say anything else because Loren's coming back. We don't want her to hear any answers. She's in. All she's right. Headphoning up. Headphone up.
All right, Loren.
How did they do?
Suzanne got three correct.
Emerson's not in the car, so she's by herself. Emerson was dropped off.
All right.
Jay-Z's wife is leading the charge to help those in need in Houston. She's giving financial assistance to people. And who is she?
Beyonce.
1-1.
NASA celebrated a big day yesterday as their rover named Perseverance landed on what planet?
Mars.
That's right, 2-2.
Camila Cabello's man cut his hair. He had really long hair. He cut it over the weekend. What's his name?
Shawn Mendes.
That is correct. Unfortunately, no answer from Suzanne on that one. 3-2.
Not necessarily true. She answered it, but she answered it like after the game was over. All right.
Yeah, I got a little excited and couldn't remember the name.
It's okay. Question four. If you're looking forward to seeing Mr. Big on this reboot, he's out. It's not going to happen. What show is the character Mr. Big on?
Sex and the City.
That is correct. It's 4-3.
And this Real Housewives city is getting a reboot on the Peacock app. Very hard, number five. Do you need a clue or do you want to give a guess?
No, I think I know it. I think it's Miami.
Damn.
That is correct. Final score, 5-3. Loren, you win.
Good job, Loren. She did not get that one right.
Suzanne.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
No, it was okay. That was so much fun. And my daughter is going to be so mad that I did not get Shawn Mendes. I'm telling you, I'm going to be in trouble.
That's all right.
This is Suzanne from Charlotte, and I could not beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, Suzanne.
Thanks, guys. Have a good morning.
Bye, you too. Now, don't go anywhere. We got more throwback hits with the legendary Friday free-for-all coming up next.
The Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show.
You know, with all this rain and my backyard being a mud pit and my kids running in and out, I'm calling Zero Res today.
There goes Cash across the floor.
Mm-hmm. Cash and Duke, take your shoes off. There's a microphone in my house.
Zero Res, right now they're doing three rooms for $119, which is a great deal because you get that done. Then you can do other things around the house. You got the three rooms done.
Yeah.
And that's what we did. We got our carpets, our rugs downstairs done, and I also had a stain on my couch that needed to be removed.
I was just going to say that because after Cash is done running across my rugs, he jumps on the couch. So I will call Zero Res today. I'll take advantage of that empowered water. It's safe for the kids, safe for the pets. And again, they're doing that three rooms for just $119.
People were like, hey, tell us the text that you like. And honestly, we love them all.
All.
We love them all. They're all
a special place for Art and Justin.
Yeah, they're all really, really good. ZeroResCharlotte.com. Tell them the Manny Roy and Loren show sent you to Zero Res.
Manny Roy and Loren.
All right, that's the legendary Friday free for all. More throwback hits continuing all morning long.
All right, so, Loren, we talked to you a little while ago about your job in the tanning salon.
Yeah.
You clearly took that job for the perk.
I did.
Like, you specifically searched out, you loved to tan down in Florida, so you searched out a tanning salon that was hiring.
Yeah. I couldn't get enough sun at the beach. I had to get an... Like, how much sense does that make?
Yeah.
Like,
before I got to the beach, I needed to tan, so I didn't look lame at the beach.
Right.
You know, a tanning salon makes sense in, like, Wisconsin.
Right. Not so much in Florida.
But we want to know from you guys. This will be fun. You could call us 704-570-9595. Nicole's not here today. We'll answer the phones. And then you can also shoot us a text. What job did you take specifically for the perk?
You know, when I worked at Country Cook in the All-American Buffet, we would get 50% off whatever we ate as long as you ate it on the day that you worked.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, I would arrive early and eat, but I would even game the system even more. It's already great that they're giving me 50% off. But I would order a kid's chicken nugget, a chicken tenders, and then I would cook it myself, and I would steal a couple extra tenders.
Oh.
Yeah, throw a little extra in the front. Mm-hmm. Nobody had to know. So I was like getting a whole meal for like $1.80.
So, and when you're younger and you don't have a ton of money, working at a restaurant has its perks.
Yeah.
You search out the restaurant so that you can eat for either free or on a big discount. I was working at Dairy Queen, and then I was a big like rollerblader and roller skater at the time. So we had a local roller rink, and I didn't want to pay the $8. So I took a job as like a ref for the summer. Where I would whistle people for going too fast.
That's exactly what 803 kind of texted, and they said I was Snoopy at Carolyn's just to get into the park for free.
Yeah.
It's the Mandy Boy of the Rent Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Mandy from Mount Holly.
Mandy of Mount Holly. What job did you take just for the perk?
Well, a couple years back, like right when I was in the middle of college, I used to love to go to, we had a family video down the street from us, and I used to love to go there and rent movies and games and stuff like that. So that was the first place I went when I was looking for a new job, and I got it, and it was awesome. You got to watch movies all day, every day.
That is cool.
Yeah.
And then also, when you took the movies home, was one of the perks of working there, like you didn't have to rewind? Like, remember, everybody had to rewind. Be kind, rewind before you return the video.
Well, luckily, I was there, and there were no VHS.
Okay.
Like, this is more recent, so this is all DVDs, no VHS tapes.
That's good.
Yeah.
It was really cool, and we got to also watch movies, like, if they came out on a Tuesday, we got to watch them the weekend before so we could promote them. So when all the Avengers movies were coming out, I got to see them all before people who wanted to watch Monday DVD did.
So very cool. Thank you so much for calling in. You know, when Manny and I were at Mount Holly, isn't that where we saw the video store there?
I think so, right at that intersection.
They also did vaping. It was a vape store / video rental store.
Listen,
which,
you got to make it work.
However you get people in the door.
I remember years ago when I first got here, we did like a town tour, and I went out to one outer county in a town. I forget which one it was, but there's a shirt that I still wear to this day because the store is called Vac and Dash. And they sold vacuums and sneakers.
Okay.
Because the guy's like, I didn't make enough money selling vacuums, and I'm also a runner, so I sell sneakers and vacuums.
That's hilarious.
Isn't it hilarious?
The two things that just do not go together.
So many people took a job simply for the perks. Now, we're not talking about you got the job and then you realized there was a perk. We're talking about you specifically looked for this place so you could have the perk.
Yeah.
This person texted in, worked at Massage Envy, one free massage a month.
Yeah, plus they get like 50% off on retail. 704 texted in and said, I worked at Old Navy part-time just so I could keep the discount. I bet a lot of people work in retail for the discount.
Yeah. 803 worked at Bath & Body Works. 704 worked at Victoria's Secret. Another 803 worked at the Chinese Buffet. That's where I would go.
Just for what, though? Just to get cheap food? Yeah.
Dude, at the end of the night, whatever wasn't taken out of the buffet, you take home and heat it up.
Yeah, because they're going to throw it away. You're right. The buffets throw everything away.
Egg rolls, fried rice for days.
Someone said I took a job at Starbucks for the free coffee and Spotify.
Now, wait, is Starbucks, you get a free coffee? You and I have different questions. You get free coffee at Starbucks or they give you a discount? And I mean, when you say free coffee, are you just like one for you, one for the customer?
Don't know.
And why do they get free Spotify if you work at Starbucks?
Also don't know.
That's a weird perk.
Oh, 704 worked at Disney for the summer.
Okay.
But that also kind of stinks, too. Like, when you work at Carowinds and you work at Disney and you see everyone else around you having fun and you're on a chore.
Yeah, but when you're off, you can probably use the park whenever you want.
Yeah.
Somebody said the Vac and Dash sponsors runners and half marathoners. I see those shirts everywhere. I got one.
That sounds like a cool concept, Vac and Dash.
This is true. Look at what 336 just texted in.
I work in an adult store for 50% discount. Hey, man. Listen, No shame here.
You do you.
But you know you can find that stuff for free on the internet now. It's an amazing thing.
I think they're actually looking for applications and tools, maybe.
Okay. All right. It's the Maney, Roy, and Lorenz show. More throwbacks. The Legendary Friday free-for-all all morning long to 10.
As we do, I played the Legendary Friday free-for-all. We got a text in from 828. Says, I woke up in such a funk, and you guys brightened my morning so much. Thanks for all you do, making it work, and finding a way to continue to be there for us through this past year. Happy Friday, MRL. Let's start your Friday with some throwbacks from Nelly. It's Air Force Ones on the Legendary Friday free-for-all with Kiss 95.1.
You can have it. Here's unqualified advice from Roy.
All right, how can I help?
All right, Stephanie needs some help from you, Roy. She says, hey, guys, I'm emailing you because I just got invited to my cousin's wedding, and I'm not thrilled about going because I really don't think that the marriage will last more than 6 months.
Oh, my gosh.
She says, first of all, I'm going to have to fly to the wedding, so there's an expense there. Then I'm going to have to get them a gift, which is another expense, and this couple breaks up time and time again, more times than I can count. In fact, I was visiting them, and my cousin cheated on her now fiancé twice while I was there, and I was only there for 2 days.
Oh, my God.
So I'm thinking this happens all the time. She says, listen, my entire family is going, so what should I do? I have no respect for them as a couple. Why do I have to be inconvenienced because they are pretending to be in love with each other?
Well, I don't think they want you there if that's how you feel. I don't think they want someone. I don't think they want that bad mojo. If they're not supporting, I wouldn't go.
I mean, I don't think her mojo is going to make them break up from the sounds of it.
I know, but still, if someone feels, if I'm having a wedding and there's somebody who disagrees with the wedding, then don't come. I don't want you there.
Well, I mean, listening to that email, I think the person who emailed us is missing the big point. You go, you eat and drink for free.
Free dinner.
Who cares if the couple's making it or not?
But you got to bring a good gift if you're going to do that. Like the customary thing is to make sure your gift like takes care of whatever the cost of your presence would be.
Well, she said she's going to have to buy a flight there.
Yeah, it's too much.
Did you just say make sure the gift is the cost of the presence?
Presence, like your presence, like you being there, you being invited.
You should spend as much on a gift as it is for your plate.
Yep.
Yeah, I got you. Mm-hmm. All right. So your unqualified advice for this person would be to go or not to go?
To not go. It's mm-hmm. too expensive. Tell people you broke. Tell people you don't want to. How about this? Just say no and not give a reason.
Yeah.
Why does everybody got to give reasons everything? No.
I've been to weddings, though, where I knew the couple wasn't going to make it.
I was the best man at a wedding.
And you knew they weren't going to make it?
And I knew they weren't going to make it.
Shut up and support your...
2 kids later, they're happily divorced. And, like, they're much better as individual parents than they were married together.
Mm-hmm. I view it with her having to get an airplane and fly and spend all this money. It ain't worth it.
Listen, you might not even have to worry about it. If your cousin's already cheated on her fiancé twice, they might not even make it to the altar.
That's very true. Don't book the ticket. It may get canceled.
Plan on driving.
Yeah.
How many times have you guys been to a wedding where you knew while you were there that the couple wasn't going to make it? And was it like, were you the only one at the wedding that thought that? Or was everybody at the wedding kind of like, oh my gosh, what are we doing? Like, what are they doing? You know?
Yeah.
Because it's cool to team up with somebody who agrees with you and you're at the wedding and you're both like, well, look at these two.
How about I've been to 2 weddings where I didn't think the couple was going to make it, and they're still together.
No.
So you're not a good judge.
I guess not.
Or word got out.
People love being miserable.
Word got out that Lorenz said they're not going to make it, so now they're doing everything they can to try and make it.
All right. Well, more throwback kits. Legendary Friday for you. From if you want to weigh in, you can always text or call in. Kiss 95.1. She works a night.
Love that. All throwback hits all morning long every Friday. It's the Legendary Friday free-for-all with the Maney, Roy, and Lorenz show on Kiss 95.1. All right, Roy, you just had an unqualified advice. Someone said, should I go to the wedding even though I know the couple's not going to make it? Like, I just feel like it's a bad, bad thing for them to get married.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you say?
I said, don't go.
Okay. So we said anybody else in that spot where you had to go to a wedding where you knew they weren't going to make it. Well, we have a bride on the phone who's on hold who said she walked the aisle and knew it wasn't going to work.
Oh, wow.
And then we have someone else on hold, even more interesting than the last. They said that they were the best man at a wedding. They knew it wasn't going to work. and now someone is going to jail for murder.
Oh, my gosh.
Holy cow.
Okay, we'll talk to them coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Kiss
95. All the throwback hits all morning long. The Maney, Roy, and Loren morning show. It's Kiss 95.1. All right, well, we're playing throwback hits, and we're feeling good about ourselves, but we have someone on hold who said they knew the wedding was bad. It was a bad idea, and it actually ended in murder. That story next. Come, my lady. Come, come, my lady. Come, my lady. Come, come, my lady. You're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady. You're my pretty baby. I'll make your legs shake. You make me go crazy. Come, my lady. Come, come, my lady.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Joey and Concord, welcome to the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. So you knew at the wedding that the marriage was not going to work, and it ended up in murder? What happened?
So I was a co-worker with the groom, and we've known the couple for a couple years. They were very an oddball couple. They were constantly fighting all the time. They were just very opposite people. When it came to them asking me to be the best man, I was like, you know, I'm just going to support you. I don't think this is going to work, but, you know, just went with it. The night before the wedding, we were all together. Things got super heated between the bride and the groom. So we were like, okay, we don't even know the next morning if we're even going to get dressed up. The next morning, things go down and they get married. They've since had two kids. Hmm. And then in, I believe it was 2 years ago, I found out that the bride shot my friend, the groom, and killed him.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So is she already in jail?
She's been in jail for a year and a half. We've been trying to keep up with the family of the groom just to see if there's any new news about it. But, I mean, I think she's in jail for, like, about a year and a half, almost 2 years, because there's been a bunch of stalls in the case. Like, I think they're trying to come up with some sort of agreement or something like that.
Okay.
With her, but, yeah.
Oh, so, like, maybe she's being held, but this hasn't, like, actually unraveled in court yet? It's not gone to trial?
It has not gone to trial yet.
So, Joey, do you feel anywhere inside that, like, you there's anything that you and the others who knew it wasn't going to work could have done to prevent this?
Unfortunately, I don't think so, because he was so bad for this girl, regardless of their complications and stuff. And there was, like, I even asked him, like, the next day, I said, are you sure that you want to do this? I'm behind you regardless of what you choose to do, because it was a really bad blowout the night before.
Hmm.
And, I mean, there was some drinking involved, but I had never seen it that heated before. So I was just like, is this what you want to do? I mean, you still have time to make your decision. And he's like, I love her. I don't, regardless
right.
of our problems, I still love her. And I'm like, okay.
Wow. Crazy story, huh?
Now he's yeah. been murdered. Mm. Oh, my God.
All right, Joey, good luck. And thanks for calling, okay? We have another call that we'll put up on the Rap Party podcast. It'll be an exclusive, which is a little more MRL. After the show, you can go listen. The bride who walked the aisle knowing it wasn't going to work and the pleading that her sister did to her the morning of the wedding. A couple text messages, too. 980 texted in and says, we have this going on right now. We were going to a wedding in March, and I'm in the wedding, and I don't think it's going to last. Mm. I'm just going to sit back and watch that train wreck and drink.
I never realized how many weddings are going off when people don't think it's going to work.
Yeah,
I know. Someone said I went into my own wedding knowing it wasn't going to work. Let's see. 980 said one of my old friends was at their wedding. I gave the marriage 4 years top. They divorced on their fourth year of marriage.
Wow. Had that pinned.
All right, so like we said, we'll put the bride up on the Rap Party. You should listen to it wherever you listen to podcasts. And more throwback hits, right, Roy?
Yeah. Throwback hits, Legendary Friday Free-for-All continues next. Don't go anywhere.
Maney, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 91.
Hopefully everybody's enjoying the throwback hits this morning with the Legendary Friday Free-for-All. We do it every Friday right through 10 a.m. No other show, no other station in the city is doing that. 704 says, thank you guys so much for making my rainy, cold morning better. 90 says, I haven't heard these songs in so long. It's like listening to my own playlist. Thank you, guys.
Good. Yeah, we do it all morning. We started it during the quarantine a year ago, and everyone really loved hearing it all day. So,
yep, and another text message from 704 that says, thank you guys so much for relaxing me. I'm on my way to a job interview. It's my second. Wish me luck.
Good luck.
Mm-hmm. Good luck. Hopefully, we didn't change your mind on that segment we did a little while ago where we were telling you to just get a job for the perks. Mm-hmm. Like Loren getting the job at the tanning salon and me at the rink, so I didn't have to pay. Those are the perks of the job that are really good.
Yeah.
When you don't have to pay. Listen to this stat real quick. Americans watch over 400 plus hours of TV shows they hate just so they avoid arguments with their partner.
Well, that's how I started watching Game of Thrones. Honestly. Dallas and I, like, never have any TV show in common. So I just kind of bit the bullet and I was like, fine, I'll watch it with you.
I feel like you guys don't ever even watch TV. You're not like a
TV. We don't anymore.
Yeah. You're always busy doing something.
Yeah.
400 plus hours of TV shows and you're sitting there with your partner, they love it, you don't love it, but you're going to bite the bullet and watch it like a good partner. This study found the average person spends 4 hours a week watching a show that only their partner enjoys.
Yeah, I don't do that. I don't. I'm too selfish.
Mm-hmm. Amanda's got the Cooking Channel on, mm-hmm. Sex in the City reruns, or Friends. Those are her go-tos, guaranteed. Hmm. Me, I'm sports, so she walks past me when I'm watching sports.
Right.
I woke up at like 3:30 this morning to watch the Australian Open tennis tournament.
How about this move? My partner will do this thing where I'll be watching something he doesn't like, but he still wants to spend time with me and wants to be near me. So he'll put headphones on and watch something on his phone right next to me.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm. I kind of like it.
He's like, I just want to be near you.
I kind of like it because there's a lot of times where, like, I will go and not sit next to Amanda, and she'll go upstairs and watch something, and I'll be downstairs watching something, and I could watch something on my iPad.
That would annoy me, though. I would, like, Dallas watches things at, like, level 100. I'd be like, I can hear your show.
Wow.
You know that would annoy you?
You're right. I watch Blacklist, and Blacklist is really violent, and all of a sudden, he's watching his own show, and then, like, seven people will get murdered, and he'll go, oh, my God.
And then you have to stop and explain everything.
I'm like, funny. Listen, I'm desensitized. I've seen, like, 50 people murdered on this show.
We talked about real murder on the show today.
Yeah, I was like, who cares?
All right, coming up, we're obviously more throwback hits with the legendary Friday free-for-all, but we're going to talk about words and phrases that we need to stop saying in 2021.
Plus, we got throwback hits, legendary Friday free-for-all, all morning long.
Did you catch the tail end? This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Get to work, girl.
So we found a list of the words and phrases you need to stop saying in 2021. And there's four big ones that stick out here. So if you're uncertain of what's happening in 2020, you shouldn't use the word if.
Okay.
If, in general, you need to use the word when.
When.
Yes.
Sounds like my therapist.
It does kind of sound like your therapist. Yeah.
If I do that.
When is hopeful.
When I do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Don't use the words, I think. I think needs to be erased from your vocabulary because it inserts doubt and is a lack of confidence and knowledge and ownership.
Okay.
You should erase the word just. In 2021.
What's wrong with just?
So, oftentimes, if you say the word just in something, you're like almost demeaning something or minimizing something according to this article. So think of all the times that you've used the word just. I'm just a server or I'm just an assistant.
This is like things to empower yourself in 2021, it sounds like. Like don't use the word just because you're more than just a server. You're more than just a ticket taker. All right, yeah, I like that.
And then the last word that you shouldn't be using in 2021 is the word might. It's I will. I feel like that's like the if.
I thought this was going to be like binging or something. Like not like I feel like I'm gone to therapy. You're right. I feel like I've...
I like that list,
yeah,
though.
I do, too.
It's a good list. All right. Thanks, Loren. Taking it back to the old... So here's something that a lot of people probably do. Do you use someone else's password? Do you use someone else's phone number to get points?
Yes.
Like, I drove through Panera Bread yesterday, and they were like, do you have a Panera card? And I don't specifically, but my wife does.
Yeah.
Then as I'm sitting in the drive-thru, I'm like, I wonder how many people are using, like, their ex-wife's number or their, you know, their ex-boyfriend or girlfriend's number.
So,
like whose word, passwords, and whose phone numbers do you use that if they're not your own?
So there's someone who I know that shops at a certain store where you get gas points, and they never go to the gas station. And I happen to know this person spends stupid amounts of money at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you go to their house, and it's overstocked always, and they always have a lot of food. They're that type of family that cooks a big meal, like a big Sunday meal every night.
Okay.
And a bunch of people comes over and eats. And so, like, I know that they typically spend, you know, they go to the store and spend like $600-700. So they have tons of points racked up, and I use their code every single time when I go to the gas pump, and I get like 70 to 80 cents off.
And how do you know them?
I don't want to reveal too. Just I know them.
But you know them pretty well to have their number.
I do. I know them pretty well, and I know their eating habits.
Is it me?
No, I'm not telling you who it is.
It's not me. I use my gas points. Do you use your gas points?
I don't personally use them.
You have a BP right by your house.
I know. Because
she's all concerned.
Yeah, now I think it's right using my gas points.
I ain't telling y'all anything. I just know that I get like almost a dollar off when I go pump gas.
I'm changing the number on my thing.
And I type in their cell phone number and it works. Or whatever, their cell phone number.
Yeah, it's a cell phone number.
Yeah, and it works.
Okay.
Roy, are you using my gas?
I'm not saying anything.
Why do you think you're not using those gas points?
I thought they went to Elena, but...
Don't I mean, and Dallas isn't really driving that much right now, right?
No.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody using gas points. Except me.
I find out you're using my gas points.
I'm going to get a bill in the mail.
whose password, whose phone number, whose number and information are you using to give yourself a discount or a perk? 704-570-9595. 980 says, I use my ex's employee's discount code. I've had it saved in my notes for 2 years now.
Okay.
I get a discount on my phone bill because they still think we're CBS.
I know someone who used to work for Verizon, and he still gets his discount even though he's no longer an employee.
Yeah, there was this, when we were owned by CBS Radio, there was this whole thing called CBS and You, and it was a website. It was beautiful.
I think I get it too.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think we went into several places like Apple and told people that we work for CBS.
That's not a lie.
And then everyone's like, yeah, okay.
Good morning. The Meany, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Who's this?
This is Sarah.
Are you using the system to get extra discounts?
Yeah, I use my, my mother-in-law and my father-in-law are no longer together, and it's actually my husband's stepdad, I use his phone number.
And what's the perk? What are you getting from it?
I use it at the grocery store.
To get the gas points?
No, I just use it at the grocery store. And like at Lowe's Foods, they ask for your phone number.
Yeah, and you get a discount for,
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I always use his phone number because I just, I'm too lazy to give them my phone number.
That's funny, Sarah. You know, producer Nicole uses my HBO Max. The other day, we went to jump on HBO Max, and she's got her own profile on there. Nicole profile is on ours.
I use my brother's Sarah. Hulu, and he is so sick of me screwing up his, like, what you've been watching. He's like, I'm just going to make you a profile.
A lot of people are using someone else's Amazon Prime. That's a big one.
Okay.
803 says they use their ex's Amazon Prime. Now, do you think they know and don't care, or these exes and stuff are just unaware that they're being used?
I don't know.
Would you care if you and Sterling broke up and you found out Sterling was using your passwords and using your phone number? Would you switch stuff?
Yes, because if we're broken up, I'd be bitter. I'd be bitter, and then I don't want his seeing his crap on my crap. So.
Right.
803 says, my ex and I broke up right before a trip to Key West. He went anyway and then booked a swanky hotel for my own. And then I booked a swanky hotel for my own vacation while he was gone, and I drained his Hilton Honors points.
Oh,
he went from super silver platinum to negative blue.
I use a listener's Disney Plus account, Bobby.
Oh, nice.
Listener friend Bobby. I use his Disney Plus.
631 says it's not someone else's account, but I've been using my college email to maintain a student-priced Amazon Prime account for years. 8 years, as a matter of fact. These are good. Wow, a lot of you guys are doing this. Okay, good. Just want to make sure. By the way, the person said that his ex knows about the Amazon Prime.
Interesting. Well, you can keep the conversation going on our socials at the MRL Show or text the studio. But we got more throwback hits with the legendary Friday free-for-all. You ready?
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
All right, Loren, what's going on in Hollywood? Give us one last look this week.
So I think this is hilarious, but did you guys see Jennifer Love Hewitt recalls a drunken night with Betty White? And she says that it was awesome, that she loves pizza, loves vodka and hot dogs, and she also cheats at Scrabble.
Yeah. Not Betty White.
So funny to me. So funny. Beyonce is leading the charge to help Houston. Of course, that's her hometown. And Aaron Rodgers, he is with Shailene Woodley now. They're engaged. And he recently won the MVP award for the NFL.
Okay.
And when he was giving his acceptance speech, of course, it was digital. He thanked his team off the field, and he thanked Jodie Foster by name. Now, everyone started to think that Jodie Foster was who set them up. But in fact, Jody says that she didn't even know him.
That makes it even funnier.
Yeah.
That is really funny.
She's like, I really don't know him. She's like, but now I feel like I'm a part of the team, so I might have to thank him in my next acceptance speech.
That's like when every night before he signs off, Jimmy Kimmel says, my apologies to
Matt Damon. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fun.
Okay.
That was a radio thing, by the way. There was a radio guy back in the day that said every day you should say sorry to Jennifer Aniston or whoever the biggest guest is. At the end of the show, you say, sorry, we didn't get you on. We'll try again tomorrow.
Yeah, that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Sex and the City. If you're a big fan, you already know that Samantha is not going to be part of the show, right?
Yep.
Now, there's going to be two other characters that I think some people love that are not coming back either.
Okay.
Mr. Big.
Yes.
Is out.
Yeah, I mean, she's moving on. What would he come back for? She's his ex. Or he's her ex.
I know, but I feel like a lot of people loved that character. Like, maybe they wanted to see him try to work it out.
Okay.
Miranda's love interest will also not be part of the show.
That
Steve,
bald guy?
No, he had hair, I think.
Oh, who's the bald guy that looks like our friend Dan?
That is,
That's Charlotte.
Charlotte's, yeah man. But if you want more celebrity gossip, you can just head to kiss951.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much for the rain. We got more throwback hits with the legendary Friday free-for-all coming up next.
Kiss95.1.
Wait.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.